Well, thank you, Brother Hatter, for giving me a chance to speak on behalf of Mr. Hall this morning. I'll greet you and your listening audience with greeting words of peace. As-salamu alaykum. Yes, those words simply mean peace be unto you. Mr. Hall is a brother who is an outstanding father, first and foremost, an outstanding father. He is everything that we want to see young African-American men who are fathers who are not living in a home with their children. He is doing everything that you would ask that man to do. And to be facing jail time now that he is facing with a warrant out for his arrest is astonishing. Mr. Hall went to court with his child's mother, and she filed what is called a modification, which will give her the opportunity to get an increase for more child support. So they increased his payments by $166 extra per month.
Okay.
And they all agreed to it. Mr. Hall agreed to it. He signed off on it. She signed off on it. Well, when it was turned in to the court clerk, of the court, somewhere between the court clerk and the AG's office, it never got to them correctly. The system dropped the ball. The system made the mistake. So some pay periods, it would take $189. Some days it would take just $40. But Mr. Hall called his lawyer and said, look, there's a problem here. They're not taking the right amounts. So she, in return, calls the opposing counsel. And the opposing counsel was the one who submitted the order. Mm-hmm. So it was been corrected by them. It never got corrected. So finally, the opposing counsel called Mr. Hall's attorney and said, look, he's behind over $2,000 in child support because they have not been taking the right amounts out of his check. So she called Mr. Hall and told him, within 2 weeks, Mr. Hall paid an extra $2,600, right, at $2,700 that he was behind because he wanted to have no problem. His attorney was like, well, wait, we can't contest this because it's the system that made the mistake, not you. You did exactly what you were supposed to do. If they did not submit the correct order to your employer to withhold the right amount of money, that's not your mistake. That's the system's mistake, and it's their attorney who didn't turn in correctly, so we should let them handle that. They owe you an apology. You don't owe them one. He said, no, it's my child to get the money. Then fine. I will take it upon myself to go ahead and pay it because my son needs the money.
That's right.
He did that. So they go to court. When they go to court, everything is paid. His lawyer says, well, he's no longer behind. And the opposing counsel says, well, my attorney's fees is $3,000. And his lawyer says, well, why would my client pay you attorney's fees of $3,000 when he didn't make the mistake? The mistake was on you and the system. The system broke down. So she says, no, I know Judge Malord. She and I are friends. She will give me my attorney's fees. So he didn't agree to it. So they had a full-blown hearing. The judge agreed to the attorney's fees. Then the judge said, and I find you in contempt for not paying child support correctly on time. And then she said, I find you in contempt. This was 2013 when they had the hearing. This is just a month and a half ago. She found him in contempt for back in July of 2012 for visiting his son too much.
Whoa. She found him in contempt because he visited his son too much.
Absolutely. He had a court order that said you pick your son up from the 23rd to the 28th. And his ex called him and said, you need to bring our son home. He said, well, wait a minute. Look at your court order. And mine says the 28th. She says, mine says the 26th. She says, this is from the 23rd to the 26th. He says, well, I'm sitting here with mine right now. He says the 23rd to the 28th. He took a picture of it and sent it to her to show that his court order said the 28th. So the lawyer, her lawyer, went in and penciled through the court order and submitted the 26th to have the child returned. Never gave a copy to the opposing counsel for Mr. Hall's attorney. Never gave a copy of it to Mr. Hall. And her lawyer signature on there that it was changed and put her signature on it. Now, a legal document is not a legal document just because one lawyer puts a signature on it.
Right.
It has to be Mr. Hall's signature. And it has to be his attorney's signature.
Right.
And then the judge has to sign off on it.
Right.
This court order was never signed off of by Judge Malord. Never signed off by Mr. Hall's attorney, never signed off by Mr. Hall. And the judge, Lisa Malord, I know this sounds shocking and ludicrous. If it was not crazy, you wouldn't believe it, but it's true. She found him in contempt of visiting his child too long.
So what happens to him now? Is he going to actually have to go to jail and do time in jail?
He's been sentenced to 6 months in jail. And we're going to be turning him in sometime this week. But we're trying to get the court transcript so that the appeals process can start immediately and the appellate court will release him out on bond. But we're going to be turning him in immediately because there is now a capious warrant out for his arrest. But this story, when he first came to me, I said, there must be more to this story. There must be something that this brother failed to do. Mm-hmm. He must not be in compliance somewhere. Not only was he in compliance, Brother Hatter, when it was all said and done, he paid too much money. They found out he paid too much money. He was ahead in child support, not behind, but ahead when he paid the big $2,700.
Wow.
And they still... She still sentenced this man to jail. He had nothing to do whatsoever with the mistake of them not withholding the correct amounts from his check. It was the court's mistake. And you would think out of integrity and out of some type of sake for transparency that the judge would say, sir, we apologize to you and your son for the ball being dropped on the court's part, and we will correct it. Can you catch it up? Or can you? Do we need some time to catch it up? But we want to thank you for bringing it to our attention. That's not what the judge did. The judge went ahead because this man would not agree to give the opposing counsel $3,000 in attorney's fees for a mistake he didn't create.
Right. Right, I get it. Okay, now I get it. Now I get it. Clifford Hall, the young man. We're talking to Quanell X, who's trying to help out young Clifford Hall. I guess we just have to sit on the sidelines and see how this whole thing plays out, Quanell X. I wish you and him a whole lot of luck. Tell him I said to keep his head up. It was a crazy case, and I couldn't understand what was going on. That's why I wanted to call you and talk about it this morning.
I greatly appreciate it, and we're asking everybody to pray for this young man. I will use every ounce of resources and the power that God has blessed me with to fight for this brother. This is not going to go down quietly. And this man deserves people to stand up for him. If there was ever a case in the family courthouse where all the men who have been wronged down there and women who have been wronged down there to come together and stand up, this is the case. This is like the Robbie Tolan case of the family courthouse. Wow. It's a different courtroom. Thank you, brother. God bless you all.